friend. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 130 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons in his historical series, so we call this simply Where Fitz Left Off. And would you believe that there is an area in the Flat Rock Colony, that's how it's referred to, colony, there is an area that is already zoned by covenants in a deed executed in 1947. Back before World War II and just after the war, there was a gentleman who spent the summers at Flat Rock and whose career was in broadcasting. In fact, he was vice president of CBS Radio. His name was Sam Pickard. I vaguely remember Mr. Pickard, his carriage. His manner of dress was exactly what you'd expect from an executive with the Columbia Broadcasting System. Sam Pickard had bought a number of pieces of real estate during his years in Hendersonville, and I ran across a story where he'd given a tract of land on Upward Road to the county, and this land would ultimately become the fairgrounds. Pickard was also a great lover of horses, especially the Tennessee walking horses, and he purchased and lived on the farm just this side of Kenmure. It's easily recognizable today with the Kentucky bluegrass-type fencing on the place. In fact, Mr. Pickard's son, Sam Jr., had served 2 years as co-manager of the famed Hendersonville Horse Show. The Pickards owned not only the Flat Rock Summer Home, but a home in New York, another in Miami Beach. In 1944, Sam Pickard announced they were selling their Miami Beach home. They'd returned to Hendersonville and established their permanent home here. And Pickard said both he would ask for a leave of absence, and he and his wife would enter full-time service with the American Red Cross. By the way, Sam Pickard was wounded in action in World War I, and out of the blue, he received a Purple Heart for this wound 25 years later in 1944. Their son, Sam Pickard Jr., was a captain serving on Dwight Eisenhower's staff in London. As I continue to do research on this very colorful and dynamic person who I met while working at Bob Freeman's newsstand, I ran across in Deed Book 285 in the Register of Deeds office an agreement Sam Pickard had drawn up establishing covenants over some 2 square miles of property in what was called the Flat Rock Colony. Parties of the first part were Sam Pickard and his wife, the second part, Reuben Robertson and his wife, the Robert Henrys, the DEUGs, McMillan King, Marion Brawley, Henry Lawrence and his wife Dorothea, and the Pickards. The covenants agreed to for this 2 square mile section of the Flat Rock Colony were severe. In fact, one couldn't even build a house or cottage in the area with less than 6 rooms. In this agreement, it is stipulated the restrictions imposed shall constitute a covenant running with the title. Since discovering this unique agreement, I've talked to 2 different attorneys about the strength and validity currently of the agreement establishing these covenants, and as attorneys are often wont to do, each took a separate viewpoint. One said the agreement could be a nuisance, and that's all. Another said by the signing of the agreements and the covenants, they would be running with the title. He said a smart lawyer could make very difficult any change that might be proposed by the to-be-appointed zoning board for the village. I think what's most interesting to me as an observer to the spirited election on establishing the village of Flat Rock, it was alleged to be for the express purpose of preserving the Flat Rock way of life. Well, back there 49 years ago in Sam Pickard's agreement, it says, whereas the parties hereto are desirous of carrying out the intent of the original settlers in establishing a residential area which shall ensure the tradition of the Flat Rock way of life. 49 years ago. That was written. Sam Pickard was a friend for many years with William Joseph Urquhart, who was also a friend of Dr. Nick Fortescue, and Urquhart had trained walking horses for Fortescue. In 1949, when Sam Pickard retired, Mr. Urquhart bought the Pickard farm, including the large colonial house and 2 smaller houses. Mr. Urquhart later sold the 2 smaller houses and the training ring and land to Hugh Udy and Sherwood Shipman. Udy later sold a piece of the higher ground adjacent to Kenmure Golf Course to Don Howard. Mr. Urquhart's daughter, Lucy Urquhart Fritz, is now head of a credit union locally. The big house of Sam Pickard was later occupied by Mrs. Hamilton, an aunt of Nick Fortescue's wife. She had operated Park Hill Inn, and then she sold the Pickard home to the Angiers, and then they to the Kirtleys. Sam Pickard retired to Crystal River, Florida, but he served as vice president of CBS during the golden days of radio. These memories of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave in a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we begin the next 50 years.